Alright, folks, check it out. This is not really a live episode, but we're on the move. FCFVA Talk Radio back. So check it out. Title of this episode is Everybody Does It Better. Everybody does it better. We're living in an age that's digital. It's very digital. Digital this, digital that, digital marketing. Social profile, social networking, digital resumes, digital bill pay. Everything's, you know, electronic / digital. And with that being said, with the rise in social media usage over the years, a lot of people are growing their businesses and their movements on social. Whether it's promoting, whether it's just talking about it in your circles of friends, everybody's trying to be heard. Nowadays, if you wanted to get an idea out, you could get it out quicker than ever. You could reach more people than ever. In 2023, you have more options to grow any business overnight than you've ever had in the history that we know. So, to be honest, there's really no excuses. If you have an idea, if you have anything that you want people to see, it's no excuse as far as not being able to be seen or not having reach, not being able to reach people. So everybody does it better, though. We have situations, right? Let's talk podcasting for a brief. You know, podcasting came up a few years back. I don't know when the first podcast was started, but internet radio's been a thing for some time. And it's kind of similar. Basically, you can go live or you can upload your files, your episodes to podcast hosts. Boom, you got your whole podcast show. New episodes, series, season, schedule posts, all of the above. And a lot of these hosting platforms, they offer packages for ads and various other ways to get your episodes heard. Now, with podcasting, and I say this about podcasting and other things, I compare it to hip-hop. Anyone who really follows hip-hop or a lover of hip-hop, a fan of hip-hop, you know hip-hop changes. The hip-hop heads and the older guys in the game, the older people in the game, I'm sorry, they'll say hip-hop is a young person's game. Well, they say that because it's hip. Hop. Hip is a thing that you usually equate with youth. What's new? What's going on? This and that. But nowadays, hip-hop's a little saturated. I don't know how many three-letter rappers there are out there. ABC Baller, XYZ Zone, blah, 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 whoop-de-whoop, all of that. It's a lot. Like every day it's a new rapper, or new rappers are dropping every day, you know, coming out every day. And I know it's exciting for a segment of the demographic, but for the overall hip-hop people, you know, hip-hop just celebrated a 50-year anniversary, so for a lot of us it's like, okay, it's too much, too many rappers, too many new songs dropping every day, it's too much to keep up with. You don't even give us time to really get to know the artist. You're just dropping all these songs and posts and promotion about an individual that we as the listeners, you don't get a chance to really learn about it. So it's oversaturation. They've taken the competition to a different level. And it's where they're going out of the way to compete instead of making better quality projects in some cases. So that's kind of what we get, you know. Everybody's doing it. Everybody's doing it. Now, when you're talking business, for example, you have a new business. Start a Facebook page. Start to build up an audience. Start getting your posts out there. Start getting the word out about your business. But yet, no sales. Okay, so you try harder. You try other marketing techniques. You reach out to marketing firms and this and that, and people who claim they can help you, and you start to see a turn, but then it's not adding up. You have more expenses than profits, so. A lot of times, what you hear on social, these overnight success stories and these tips, those are rare. It's almost like hitting the lottery. The chances of that happening to you are very slim, unless you just have something that is groundbreaking, brand new, and you really, really are good at what you do. Everybody has the same 24 hours in a day, and everybody has the same opportunities available out here that's available to everybody else. No rules saying, hey, you can't have this, these people have it. No, it's if it costs money, make the amount of money, go buy it. If you can't afford it, get a loan. If you can't, you know, do that, use your credit. It's even options to buy things that you can't afford now. So to say that you can't do something, you can say it's laziness. Can't shouldn't even be in your vocabulary nowadays. So I say everybody's doing it. It's an epidemic now. When you have people who come out and they do different endeavors, they go for different goals. And it's like, okay, you can tell easily who's really about what they're doing versus the people who just saw it happen for somebody else and they're kind of doing the same thing. For instance, and I want to say this without coming off harsh or calling out anybody or making anybody feel bad. But if you feel bad, that's on you. Because if you know what you're doing, you're not going to pay this any mind because it doesn't apply to you. If you're doing okay, this doesn't apply to you. But when you're talking about starting a type of business in a specific category, or a type of endeavor, or a type of organization in a specific category, you have to already assume that it's other people doing the same thing that you're doing. So you should already have in your mind that there should already be some sort of competition out there. The next step would be preparing for that, taking all the necessary steps to grow your movement, while staying aware of what's out there that may come up against you, in other words. So the issue is when one person comes out with an idea and then immediately after, not even months, not even years, but immediately after, you'll see, like on Facebook, for example, somebody comes out with, say, a treasure store, like around Lynchburg, all these treasure shops and all this, not knocking any of them, using it as an example. You see one, now you see a lot more. Before there were none, after one shows up, there are many. Now, you could look at it as, okay, that's competition. They're providing competition to the original establishment. Okay, great. We need a competitive marketplace. It's very important to have a competitive marketplace to give people choices, options on prices and product.
Hey, yo, what's up, y'all? FCFVA in the building. Look, anyone out there, if you're looking for business services, if you're trying to find a good price on things like your business cards, flyers, posters, any marketing materials, marketing concepts, to get your name out there, if you have some questions now, don't be afraid to ask them. Make sure you subscribe. Hit us with a message. You know the links. Follow the pages. Stay tuned.
Services. Now, when things get to a point of oversaturation, that's the problem, because now it's not even enough demand for the product for many of you to be successful, and the only people who are going to be successful are the folks who are good at what they do, the ones who really take it seriously and really do the right thing every day. we all make mistakes, but I'm talking about the people who are problem solvers. If they see something going wrong, they immediately jump on it, all this type of stuff. You know, those are the ones who are going to survive in that environment when it becomes oversaturated. So I never understood when folks would see somebody make a post about something new, a new business endeavor, and then they would immediately go and copy the same exact endeavor that this person did. I never understood it. Now, they'll do it down to the T, like very specifically, they will do an exact copy of another person's business idea. Now me, if you followed me, you know what I've done over the years. I'm not gonna list it all. I'm still doing a lot. But if I went out here and I said I wanted to open up a candy shop, right? But all my candies were gummies, right? Just gummies, like gummy bears, gummy worms, sour, sweet, all different flavors. And I had a great distributor where I could get all different types of just gummy candies. I can make money off of that because, for one, it's nobody else doing it. And two, come on now, it's candy. Everybody likes a little piece of candy every once in a while. So I go out, I get everything legalized, boom. Find a location, boom. Start building up my inventory, boom. Marketing, boom. Getting the word out, boom. Getting customers, boom. Making sales, boom. Paying my taxes, boom, boom, boom. And everything's going good.
Want to be a guest on FCFBA Talk Radio? Check it out. If you're an entrepreneur, CEO, or business owner who wants to be interviewed on FCFBA Talk Radio, please contact us using any of our contact information. You can be reached by email as well. That's FCFBAOfficial@gmail.com. FCFBAOfficial@gmail.com. Do you have a great story to tell? Holla at us. Now, once you've submitted your guest request, the SCFVA member will contact you. It's very important that you answer all of our emails in a timely manner, as it helps us plan our show in advance. Also remember that FCFVA only accepts guests who are doing something positive for their community, their industry. So if you want to be a guest, have a story to tell, check out FCFVAOfficial@gmail.com and submit your request today.
Is that wrong? Is it wrong if I become rich off of that candy store? Is it wrong if I run into struggles on the day-to-day running that candy store? Is it wrong if I get in there and I don't know everything, but I'm learning along the way? Is that wrong? I feel like none of that's wrong. Because it's your business. It could be whatever you want it to be. Now, everybody's doing it. So, say you go out there and you make the mistake of talking too much. So before you go and open your business, you mention what you're doing on social to, say, your 1,000 followers, right? You can't get mad if, when it comes time to open your store, there's 5 other candy shops getting ready to open or already open, because you let the cat out the bag. You told everybody what you were getting ready to do, what might have seemed like self-gratification turned into you pretty much destroyed your business idea by telling everybody, you know. Keep things to yourself. Now, is it wrong for other people to say, hey, you know, that's not a bad idea. Maybe we should do a candy shop too. No, you can make whatever business, you can have whatever business you want. that could be a competitive environment. Say five of y'all come out and all y'all are the candy people. All y'all offer different things, but y'all the candy people, boom. That's a profitable endeavor. Now, say you go out there, you say all your moves on social before you even get started, somebody bites your idea, and now, since you're selling gummy candies, somebody else is selling gummy candies, and then another person is selling gummy candies, and then somebody else is selling the gummies. Pretty much the same way that you had said that you were going to do it when you made your post on social. But they beat you to the punch. They did it before you. So now they're established and you got to play catch up, all because you couldn't keep your mouth shut. Everybody's. Look around. Pay attention to the post. Look into the groups. The business groups where people are talking business. Quote unquote business. Keep your mouth shut. Nobody will steal your idea. That's all you got to do. Just keep your mouth shut. Do your thing. And then when it's time to talk, then you can do all the talking you want to do. You'll get tired of promoting. It's like, if you love it, you'll never get tired of it. But what I'm saying is, like, don't talk too soon. You have plenty of time to talk about your business when the time is right or your endeavor. So, everybody's... Don't be like everybody else. Find you a great idea, something that you actually love, something that you don't mind spending your whole day, all your time doing, something that you don't mind sacrificing for, and put your all into it. And watch the return that you get on that investment. Don't be like everybody else. Be you. FCFEA Talk Radio. I'm out to the next one. Make sure you subscribe on FCFEA.com/register. Create your profile today. Stay tuned.